I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton visited a gas station in Indiana today. Senator Clinton took the opportunity to repeat her call for a gas tax holiday this coming summer. Republican candidate John McCain also supports that idea. Barack Obama is against it, and so are many economists. They warn that lowering the tax on gasoline will ultimately increase prices at the pump by the same amount. But there's no question that expensive fuel is having an impact on Americans. It's also one of the reasons why food prices are going up as well. Caught in between are American farmers, as The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
Gary Wagner farms in the Red River Valley in Minnesota. He grows wheat, sugar beets, sunflowers, beans, and soybeans. You'd think high prices for those crops would have him feeling pretty good, but that's only half the story.
We've never been so excited about coming into a year, but we've never been so scared. I've been farming myself for 35 years, and this is probably the most crucial year that we're going to be facing. You know, sure, we have high prices. The biggest problem with high prices this last winter, what a lot of us sold our crop last fall, so we had very few bushels to sell at these, you know, at the extremely high prices everybody hears about. And then the price of our inputs, it's unreal. You know, the price of fertilizer last year, we're paying $400 a ton for fertilizer. Right now, we're paying $1,080 a ton for the same stuff. And it's telling us that if we didn't buy it last December or January, we probably wouldn't be able to get it this spring because the supplies are that tight.
Bottom line, Wagner says, high prices will mean nothing without a good crop this year.
If we don't have a good crop, no matter what price and what the price of inputs, it's probably the scariest moment we've ever dealt with. Just price of diesel fuel. We bought some last January for $2.77 on farm. Right now, that same diesel fuel is almost $3.80 right now, so it's a dollar. And we go through about 25,000 gallons a year, so there's $25,000 we have to make more this coming year than just to cover our diesel price.
Wagner says he and his brothers are trying to think of ways to cut the number of trips they make across the fields and cut down on fertilizer use as much as they can without hurting their yields. But otherwise, he doesn't see a lot they can do to buffer themselves from high energy and fertilizer costs. He's conscious how interrelated the food and fuel crises are at a global level.
We watch it. I guess all we can do is take care of our little world, do the best that we can. You know, right now, still, all of us, I don't care what you're in right now, all of us are at the mercy of the oil industry. We need to get that in line first before we can get anything else in line.
America's a big place, and there are many kinds of farmers with different views on farming, politics, and the best way to manage the economy. For instance, livestock producers are hurt by the high cost of grain, whereas wheat farmers benefit from those high prices. Farmers who grow crops for ethanol may feel differently about the biofuels debate than those who don't. But many farmers share the current uncertainty, worried that the prices of commodities will fluctuate, while the cost of energy especially will do nothing but rise. A bit further up the food chain, those who turn raw materials into food for supermarket shelves are simply worried about supply right now. Rob Mackey is president of the American Bakers Association.
If wheat goes into it, you know, we represented, you know, small family-held wholesale baking companies all the way up to Fortune 500 companies.
Mackey wants to see more wheat grown in the United States. He'd like to see some farmland freed up from conservation programs and less emphasis on crops for ethanol.
We have the smallest wheat crop we've had since 1948. Couple that with 3 years of drought in Australia, which is another major wheat-producing area. Canada's had substandard crop years, Argentina, the Ukraine, and then that's why you're seeing such concern. Couple that with greater amount of acreage here in the United States that is going into biofuels.
President Bush was asked directly about the effect of biofuels on food prices at his news conference yesterday. He acknowledged it was a factor, but argued that it was in the national interest and farmers' interest to, quote, grow energy as opposed to us purchasing energy from parts of the world that are unstable or may not like us. Whatever happens with biofuels, farming in the United States will remain contentious. Congress is currently negotiating a multi-billion-dollar farm bill that President Bush has criticized because it contains large subsidies to farmers at a time when, in his view, the farm economy is thriving. But it's clear that for many farmers in America, there's a real fear that the soaring cost of fuel will end up wiping out their profits. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.